Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey.
Wet Wednesday starts right now. Panty droppers, this is TJ Boyce, called No Panties. Get in the mood, get in the groove, and get ready. Get what you need. DJ E Monster, it's unbelievable. It is Wet Wednesday. Who we need?
Step into my room, you already know what I wanna do. Tonight I'm gonna take my time. Tonight I'm gonna work on. Know just how I like it. No thong, no bikini, no full bottoms. I just wanna freak your body, girl.
Okay, so that's TJ Boy. That's called No Panty. DJ E Monster. We got Miss Unbelievable on a Wet Wet Wednesday. How you feeling tonight, Mama? You good?
I'm good.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, all right, we got a pretty hot show for y'all tonight. We just need y'all's participation, you dig, to get involved in it. One of the questions I want to ask tonight is, on that second round, is kissing off limits? You feel me? I seen a meme today that said, ladies, after he went down on you, when he comes back up, do you kiss him? You dig? So I want to know, second round, is kissing off limits? Let that marinate for you just a little bit. So, all right, what's going on with you, Mama?
You know, just enjoying this paid vacation. Giving thanks. Yes. And not have to cook tomorrow. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. You know, God is fucking up.
Okay.
But
okay, that's what's
don't
up.
Get me wrong, America, I can throw down in the kitchen. Don't hate. I know how to do it all. Downside grandma. But my mom was doing it this year. She hasn't cooked for her kids in about 20 years because we've done it.
Oh.
So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, this is a treat.
That's what's up. Okay. She going to make some of the old favorites that y'all used to like when y'all was kids.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, Okay.
Yes,
I
know.
Okay.
I know. Okay. Right? So, it's exciting because she, you know, always there was always something with her health maybe going on, and then, like, my sister cooked down with her family, then I cooked with my family. So she's like, this year it's on me. And I was like, what? Okay, I ain't got to cook nothing. Nothing. Let's just make sure
what?
I ain't got to cook nothing. And I was like, nope. And I was like, okay. But of course, you got to cook a little bit at home. You know, a little something-something because you just going to be hungry. You know, after you eat all that, the regular stuff, you want something different at home. I am going to just put a little bit of things together at home, but yeah, I'm going to enjoy my mom's love with her food. Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay. Okay. So, all right, let's see. Let's see. What else we got going on this sexy Wednesday and our hump day, you know, conversation? Let's see. What else do we got going on?
My little questions is funny. Like, what sex words or phrases can you use at the dinner table for Thanksgiving? Grown-up conversation.
Okay.
You know, when the kids, they at the little table. But what sex phrases can you use that is like, you know, like, give me that thick leg right there.
Okay. So, all right. Let's go ahead and take our breather, let people marinate a little bit. We going to marinate, and we going to come back, and we going to get into it. So let me see. What do I got? Matter of fact, where is that Jill Scott that I loaded that you sent in? Matter of fact, while I try to find it, check it out. Here's some new music from Jaquest. This is him and Trey Songz. It's called Inside. Monsters Radio right on a Wet, Wet Wednesday. Hump Day music.
Keep your legs up. Keep your legs up. Keep your legs up, girl. Keep your legs up. I keep you wet up. I keep you wet up. I know you fed up. I do it better. Let a nigga inside. Yeah. Let a nigga inside tonight. Let a nigga inside. Let a nigga inside tonight. Let me massage the pussy. We gon' menage the pussy. I'ma reward the pussy. I'ma reward the pussy.
Let me remind the pussy. I'ma remind the pussy. Don't hide, divide the pussy. I multiply the pussy. When you call up my phone like you already, I'm already strapped up, girl. You already know. I just want all your pussy. Let me remind that pussy. You know it's mine, that pussy. Don't hide, divide that pussy. Say sweet as wine, that pussy. Licky, licky, la la. I'm going down there. Got my face in sticky places. Go to town, yeah. Got my head between your legs. You wrap around that. And when I reach your pretty beach, I'll never drown there.
Yeah, you are now in the monster mix.
Wednesday
music.
Inside your mind.
Wednesday. Up next, this is Rich Lowe. It's called Get Enough. Wee music. 424-243-9649. Press 1 with your pinky if you're feeling sexy. As I can't get this music to go. Let me see if I can get this one, though. No.
We smoke up and roll up. Yeah, yeah. We smoke up and roll up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we smoke up and roll up. I ain't Mr. Right.
Nah.
I'm Mr. Right Now.
Yeah.
Tell me what you like.
Yeah, yeah.
From Mr. Right Now.
Tell me what you want.
Only for the night.
One night.
I'm Mr. Right Now.
Yeah.
Mr. Right Now.
Ow!
Mr. Right Now. I ain't Mr. Right. I'm Mr. Right Now.
Yeah.
Tell me what you like. From Mr. Right Now.
Yeah.
Only for the night.
Ow!
I'm Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now.
Right now.
Mr. Right Now.
Right
now. You should be in my bed touching and kissing up. We rock till we fall asleep, but you can give me up. Ain't talking about the future, falling in love. Infinite girl, when I'm in it, we gon' be here for a minute. We smoke up and roll up, we do. I tell you the truth. If I had a choice to be you, over and over and over again. Baby, I want you, I cannot pretend. That girl, I'm not hoping, cause I'm hoping that I can curb my emotions. Oh shit, oh girl, don't give me that. I ain't Mr. Right. I'm Mr. Right Now. Tell me what you like. From Mr. Right Now. Only for the night. anywhere in the world, but I'm with you, you, you. Catching a flight in the morning, every day I'm new. 24/7, I be grinding like I'm sitting the rigging. Say my name once and you never forget it. So every time I come see you,
I'm gonna roll up with you.
Yes, we do, baby.
I tell you the truth.
Right.
If I had a choice for you, over and over and over again, baby, I want you, I cannot pretend.
Yeah.
The girl, I'm not hoping, cause I'm hoping that I can curb my emotions. Oh shit, hope girl, don't give me that.
I ain't Mr. Right,
I'm Mr. Right Now. Tell me what you like from Mr. Right Now. Only for the night. I'm Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. Tell me what you like from Mr. Right Now. Only for the night. I'm Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now.
Okay. Thanks for tuning in and getting your sexy on. We got one more to go. Then we're going to open up the lines and we're going to get into our sexy conversation. Coming into you live from Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's Monsters Radio Live. This is Usher and Zaytoven. It's called Peace Sign.
Okay. I mean,
new sexy music. 424-243-9649. Press 1 if you're sexy. We live, y'all. Yeah, we live.
I ain't tryna wear you out. Never cared enough. On my way to pick you up. Be ready when I pull up, babe. I don't wanna have to rush. We make enough. Let me know if it ain't too much. Won't stop, never get enough, babe.
Get enough, babe. Get enough.
Get enough, babe.
Get enough, babe.
Legs up like a peace sign. Two cups down, got a tongue tied. Can't wait till I'm inside. BB to the sunrise. All up in the hair like a hair tie. Two cups down, got a tongue tied. Can't wait till I'm inside, yeah.
Pick up the pace. My hand on the waist. Thinking about it for some days. I'm on the way. I hop in the race. Speeding, racing to a place. It's that on my face. She staying every day. So good, I don't need a plate. I love how she tastes. She don't fuck with no lanes. That's why she stay in a place. On this side, legs up like a peace sign. Two cups down, got a tongue tied. Can't wait till I'm inside. Beep beep to the sunrise. All up in the hair like a hair tie. Two cups down, got a tongue tied. Can't wait till I'm inside. Whoa. I ain't tryna wear you out. Never cared enough. On my way to pick you up. Be ready when I pull up, babe. I don't wanna have to rush. We make enough. Legs up like a peace sign. Two cups down, got a tongue tied. Can't wait till I'm inside. BB to the sunrise. All up in the hair like a hair tie. Two cups down, got a tongue tied. Can't wait till I'm inside, yeah.
Yeah. He said, throw your legs in the air like a peace sign. Is that not metaphoric? I don't know what to tell you. If you can't get none on that right there, I'm just saying, if you can't get no loving on that song, they don't like you. I don't care what you feel about Usher. If you can't get no draws off that, they don't like you.
No,
period.
They don't. I'm serious. Because I mean, like a peace sign, for real, like a peace sign? Like, okay, come on through, like a peace sign. And if you don't follow directions, you know they don't like you. I'm just saying, if you can't follow the directions of the song, she's not giving it all. She's not doing 100% of following directions, then she won't follow your directions. If she can't follow those directions, she ain't going to follow your lead. I'm just saying.
Hello. Message. Pick it up. Dropping jewels. Get it. So, all right, my mind. You know how we usually do it around here. We do our Monsters Radio weather report. Hopefully it's sexier tonight for y'all to cuddle, get it in. I just want to say we do not pay internet child support. So if you get pregnant tonight, that's on you. Don't be trying to pull us in the court. So all right, what we got for the weather report tonight?
Okay, we got San Juan sitting at 8.
Ooh, San Juan.
Yeah, I know. Phoenix is at 73.
Okay. Well, you're choppy just a little bit.
Can you hear me? Paris is at 41.
There we go.
London's at 37. Nice night, nice night, nice night.
Mm-hmm. Clear sky.
And Minneapolis is sitting at 24.
Okay.
And there you have
okay.
the Monsters Radio tonight. Yeah.
For tonight. Okay, there we go. There we go. So, all right, like I said, hopefully y'all can enjoy it. Hopefully you get some cuddle time. But don't be looking to us. I'm telling you, we don't pay that support. So, all right, let's see. Some of the things we going to touch on tonight, no pun intended. But, I seen a meme today that, you know, that had said, ladies, when a man goes down on you, something fierce, when he comes up, do you kiss him? Did they start to broaden the question? I'm just asking. That second round is kissing off limits. Now, everybody don't do the same thing everybody else do. You dig? So, I mean, after you go down, like the meme said, after you go down something fierce, whether you're a guy or a girl, you know, some people are into eating booty. You dig? I think it's somebody booty. Whatever it may be. Afterwards, do y'all kiss? I mean, do y'all kiss like y'all first started out? So that's what we gonna talk about. And didn't you have one? What was yours?
Yes, like other words you could say while you're at the dinner table, you know, with grown folks.
Oh, yeah,
that's naughty. Mm-hmm. Things you could say on Thanksgiving. That's fun.
Right. Hey, sometimes that can be good. Sometimes that can be bad.
Right.
I got a story to tell y'all about at a family function I went to. It was my kid's mom and her it was her boyfriend at the time. It's her husband now, but yeah, I was like, dude, you just petty. So I got a little story for that to tell y'all. Okay.
Okay.
Be like, wow.
I got another one. Huh. Think about this one. How long should you wait before you move in together?
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to talk on that one. How long is it? Yeah, because some people
okay.
need to know.
And last one, they're coming up. When the pussy stinks like war mayonnaise, but you spent the whole week talking up your sex, your tongue game. Do you do it or nah?
That's a carbon cafe. That's not that sexy. We're going to take a break and we're going to figure it out. We're going to come back. This is an unbelievable mix. This is Jill Scott. Can't wait.
Hey.
Oh, to play even. Look, now I don't want to play. For real. That's how you feel. Oh, wow.
Because they
want to,
you know.
There we go.
There we go. 424-243-9619. Y'all know what mood I'm trying to get in. With some Jill. Hey. We live, y'all.
Who am I to act this way? Well, sugar,
Jill Scott. Can't wait for y'all to join the conversation. 424-243-9649. Press 1 if you're sexy and yell out, oh, wee, when we open up the line. So, it's unbelievable. Let's go over here and get into our sexy conversation for tonight. I want to start out with yours. Seeing that the holiday is coming up and everything, I want to start out with yours because yours is fun and sexy at the same time. You dig? I'm just saying. I like this one right here. So go ahead, put it out there right quick, and then we'll go over it.
Okay. To have some fun at the dinner table, you put the kids at the little table. What are some naughty things you can say on Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
What can you think
of? Some naughty things you can say on Thanksgiving. Well, one, I think I would say to my boo-boos, you dig, across the table, hey, baby, you know I love your biscuits. I got to have your biscuits. Can you pass me some of your biscuits? You dig? Somebody might say, oh, here goes some. No, I want some of her biscuits. I only like her biscuits. You dig? My mama probably going to be like, you dirty. You nasty boy. You bust me with the cranberries. But that's one thing I would say. You dig? What's something that you would say?
All right. I would say that. And they would probably look at me like I'm crazy. Just spread the legs and stuff it in.
They'd be like, yeah, let me eat some of that stuffing. Can I eat some of that stuffing?
No. And
then,
I'd be
what's
like,
the next
you know it's ready when it pops up.
Oh, snap, man. Okay, we got listeners. Nobody pressed one, but, hey, we really want to know what y'all would say. You dig, over the table. Because it is kind of fun. You dig? It's going to give you guys some sparks for later. You know what I mean? Don't forget to do that little bump when y'all pass in the kitchen, or, you know what I mean, y'all pass in the living room, y'all pass rooms or whatever. Don't forget to do that little bump, because that's going to set it off for later. I'm telling you. It's them little touches, you know what I mean, while she getting your plate or he getting your plate. You know, who knows who the alpha is, you know what I mean? But, you know, just go up behind them and kiss him on the neck and be like, thanks for that plate. You dig? I'll be over here waiting on you. Or whatever. But, you know, throw a little extra excitement in that. Don't just be like, yeah, give me some gravy. You didn't put no gravy on there. You dig? No.
And then I
look at you
and be like, ooh, you put some gravy, but I know. Are you ready for seconds yet? You ready? Because I'm crossing the legs together to keep it moist.
There she go.
I'm in the mood for some dark and light meat. Give me some light meat. Okay, let's stop.
All right.
I can be naughty.
Well,
all right,
here's my little example of something that happened. It was on a holiday. I think it might have been Thanksgiving. My son had it out at his house. He had just got a new place, whatnot. So he had it at his house. It was a great event, had a great time, you know what I mean? But, you know, his mom made a lot of the food. Everybody brought something, but, you know, his mom made most of the food. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep it honest. When I met her, she couldn't cook. Taught her how to cook, she can cook well. It is now she's A1. So, you know, everybody's like, good meal. You know, and I'll keep it in frame. You know, he's her husband now. You know, so her husband had stood up and said, you know, I mean, thanks for the meal. It was a really great meal. Blah, 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 blah. And then he just had to say, oh, don't worry, baby. I'm going to thank you later. And then kept going blue, 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 blue. Now, that's what we're talking about right now. Like, what are little simple things that you would say, you know, I mean, to your boo or whatever, you know, little subtle things that the kids may not get. You know what I mean? So that's where we at with it. So that's what we're talking about right there. So feel free to hit us up You can hit us up on the Monstars page if you want to drop a comment, or you can comment on one of our pages or send us a message and let us know what your comment is, and we'll read it live on the air. So what's some of the other little sexy things that we talked about tonight? What was another one of yours?
How long should you wait before you move in together?
Okay. How long should you wait? Now, that's a good one. That's a good one. Well, I guess the sensible thing would say when they're ready to start paying some motherfucking bills around this some bitch, that's when the move is. But, I mean, to keep it sexy, when I think when you notice the other person cares about, you know, your well-being. And I don't mean just as in just loving you, serenading you, saying good morning, those type of things. That should be natural. It is, those are natural things. That's romantic. Not everybody likes that, but some people do. When it should be done, it should be done. But when they be like, say like you might be a little late on paying your rent or something, you got it coming, you know what I mean? But it might be late. You might have to pay a late fee. They be, all right, let me help you out with that. I got you. Don't worry about it. Just pay me back when you can or whatever, or you ain't got to pay me, whatever the situation may be. Whether it's a phone bill. No, baby, I can't let your phone go off and I can't call you. You dig? Those are the type of things that you should be looking for in a person when you're thinking about moving in. I mean, there's a lot of other things that go into play. You know what I mean? You got to see, do they pay their bills on time? Because if they ain't paying their bills on time, they not finna pay their half with you on time. Hello! You got to watch, brother Zahn. But, you know, but that will be my first response. You got to look for somebody who's looking out for your well-being. How do you feel about your question? When is a good time to move in with somebody?
I'm not really a big person, you know, with someone moving in. Unless we've said we're lifing it. If we're not lifing it, you're not coming in my crib, because I'm giving you husband rights and you still want to be the boyfriend standards. Nah, I'm not doing that. So, you can move in when we say this is lifetime and, you know, rings are being exchanged or commitment is, you know, talked and marriage is, you know, getting ready to be set and love and shared. And like you said, the intimacy and the romance and whatever, is there. Because I don't believe you should get to see what my husband should have. You see what I'm saying? What my husband gets. Because you're not.
Right.
So
right.
You can't come. Like, you can spend a night, but you got to collect your clothes and go home.
Right.
And you don't leave no toothbrush. Don't leave nothing. Because I don't want you to get comfortable, because when you get comfortable, then you're not going to want to make that next commitment, because you will already be like, for what? Why do I have to? I got it for free and I ain't got to work for it no more. I think when you're in your own spot, and I'm on my own spot, we're working towards that moving in together and we're working towards that commitment. But if you get to move in just right off bat, you ain't look, there's the chase is over, the thought of, ooh, you know, this is nice, you know? So to me, it's when we're at that point. And at that point, there's no time limit. At that point, it could be 2 months. At that point, it could be 6 months. At that point, it could be at the first time you meet that person. You could see something in them, right, and you'd be like, well, damn, I want that to be my husband. What? Yeah, so it all depends where you are in your life, if you got it together and they're together, you know, got their stuff together, and then it could work.
Right, right. Somebody sent a comment that after the background check clears, that's messed up, man.
Right.
Okay. But good point.
Well,
good
I
point.
Do that on T-Suck. I get that, right, when you say you want my phone number. Oh, yeah, sure, sure, sure. What's your name? First and last name? Can't run that background check as soon as that go through. Yes, yes, sir.
Right. hey, you got to do it nowadays. Fuck around and invite the wrong person into your home. But, hey, but I love how you said, you know what I mean, not until we're ready to make that, so you're saying, okay, this is a lifetime thing. You dig? A lot of women ask me all the time, what do I need to do to make a man do right and all this and all that? That's one standard that I love to hear right there. That you said, I'm not giving you what I would give. I'm not giving you husband status in a boyfriend relationship. That's 100. I love that. I love that right there. I love that right there. If y'all ladies need to know what shit to make a man respect you, make a man want to do the right thing, or you know when he's ready to do the right thing. Have those type of standards and have those type of things up front. You dig? Make sure you have that conversation with them. You dig? But have some standards in there saying, I don't do that. Why? Because you're not on that status with me. Because you don't have to give all yourself to somebody. It's because y'all dating or y'all in the beginning of a relationship. You know what I mean? It takes time for things to evolve and get better and blah, 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 blah. So you can't expect the ultimate in the beginning when y'all got to work y'all way to get to that trust factor and all that other stuff. So I'm loving that. I'm loving that. I'm loving that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me see. What do I got for a breather? What do I got over here for a breather? Matter of fact, I got a new track. I got a new track. This is called My Name. It's not all slow, but it is sexy around here. But this right here, new artist, upcoming, called Shell. And this is called My Name, Wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. We're going to bring it back after this, and we'll get into our last topic. Stick with us. Monsters Radio Live, Wet Wednesday. Ooh-wee! Music.
Hey, now, let's get it. Let's go.
I like my whiskey with no ice in the middle of the night. You've got some smart thing to say about every move. Ooh. But I like the way you say my name. Will you say it one more time? Love, love, love it when the secret's out. Love, love it when I'm talked about. Love, love, lately I've been gaining clout. Love, love it.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, you are listening to Monsters Radio. Wet Wednesday, right here on Monsters Radio Live. What are you going to say? You like that? You like that?
I like that. I like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know. Okay. So let's see here. Get back to our conversations. You did before we get towards, because we are getting close to the end of the show. let's see. What was our other one? Is it time for mine? Is it mine now?
It's time for yours. But I got a joke. Okay. So not a joke, but just kind of messed up. But this is a meme that that I saw. It says, I asked her if I'm invited to Thanksgiving dinner. She said, I'll bring you a plate. And then it says, million of people suffer from depression every Thanksgiving. Find out if you're a side piece before it's too late. It's so wrong. It's so wrong. I know, right?
I mean, hey. Side piece, this is side plate. I mean, it is what it is. You know you can't come. My mama don't be like, who is she? Where was that thing at? Then you got a family member who's going to mess up at the next party or the next family function. Hey, remember when you brought such and such? She was kind of hot. Where's she at? Wait a minute. We've been together for 7 years. You brought who last year? You brought who to what? See, that's a whole problem. That's a whole problem. Social media is so petty. So my question tonight, because I've seen a meme as well, and the meme has said, you know, it was for the ladies. It had said, when a man goes down on you fiercely, when he comes up, do you kiss him? It is. I wanted to broaden the spectrum and just put it out there for everybody, male or female, the second round is kissing off limits. It is, because sometimes that first round can get pretty, pretty groovy, if you know what I'm saying. Licking and slapping and slapping and licking. So, you know, I mean, what's the deal? I mean, I'm going to let you. Did I go first last time? I mean, I can go first.
Yes,
you want me to go first?
You went first last time. I guess I can go first. I'm ready.
There we go. I'm ready.
I like kissing all the time. So if we start out with kissing, because kissing just sets just somebody's. Now, I can't say everybody's body, but kissing sets my body into just the ultimate, just like, yeah. So I like kissing. So, and if you down there and you come up, hell, I make sure it's going to taste good. So when I taste it in your mouth to my mouth, I know I'll be like, yeah, I took care of that. Yeah. I would pat myself on the back because I'm going to make sure she tasting, smelling, looking good. So when you kiss me in my mouth, I'll be like, oh, okay. But this is the thing, though. Ladies, you got to taste it yourself so you already know what it tastes like. So when you do taste it, you be like, oh, I know that taste. Yeah, boy. If not, you know, you got to do that test. If not, you better start, you know, preparing it, getting it ready, you know, all the time. Have it ready all the time. So you know when you finish or you in the mood and y'all getting it in and it's time for that second round, let the kissing begin, let the games begin, let it begin, because you can kiss from the neck to the back to the side to the leg to the arms to the hands to the feet. Yes, because it's a whole new set of kissing once you done had that first round, because the second round now we're really into it. Now it's a set, different type of fire and desire the second go round. Because, you know, that second go around, he about to put it on you. So you got to brace yourself and enjoy yourself.
Right. You said that fire and desire. Why did Rick James and Tina Marie just come to my head? Ooh, I wish I had that right now. But, yeah, you know, I love how you said, like, you know, the taste factor, all those type of things. So if you remember way back, that's what we told y'all about, the peaches and the mangoes and all those type of things and stay off the onions and the mushrooms and things like that, because, you know, that it messes with some flavors. It messes with some flavors. So I love how you said that. But me, I have to say, well, first of all, I like it fresh out the shower. Both of us, fresh out the shower. We don't have to take it together, but I take a shower, you take a shower, then we can get into the love power. Get it? So I like mine fresh. So as long as it's fresh, like you said, you've been taking your mangoes and your peaches and shit like that, we good. But here's one trick, because one thing, you don't want to come up all sloppy face. Let's keep it 100. You don't want to come up all sloppy face like you just been bobbing for apples and olive oil. You dig? I'm just saying, you don't want to come up like that. When you come up, you want to kiss on the body, kiss on the ribs, kiss on them nipples, whatever it is, get to the neck, da-da-da, wipe down. That's what that is. That's a wipe down. Wipe your face down as you come up. Wipe the face down. You dig? Knock some of that shit down. Don't come all up there, like I said, all sloppy face. You got to knock some of that down as you come up. So, you dig? It's not desirable to me to be kissing you and you got shit all on top of your nose bridge, the bridge of your nose. You dig? All in your eyebrows and shit. You know what I mean? It's not desirable, you dig? But I think if you did that, I think out of respect, I got to kiss you. I'm going to keep it wide. I got to kiss you. It is what it is. You dig? Keep the mood going, things like that. Because I've been in situations before where, you know, you do that and you go up to kiss a motherfucker. You ever did the chasey face? You dig? When a motherfucker, try to kiss you and you just look like you rotate your head like a clock. Kiss me everywhere but on my mouth.
No.
Get it? So yeah. So that's where we at with it. But all right. But hey, because we didn't get, well, I'll let you respond, because we didn't get to him yesterday. After your response, we go open up the line to Jay Dirty and see how he feel about some of our topics tonight.
Yeah. Only thing I was gonna say was, that's why, you know, when you're fresh out the shower, you got that towel there too. You know, use that towel. You know, you can wipe each other off. That's sexy as shit too. You know, and it's just a sign of cleanliness. You know, if you got a bottle of water, because you know you're gonna be tired. You know, hot, sweaty from the first one. Take that water, splash, 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 clean, right quick, and handle your business. Like, you have to, but it has to be spontaneous, and you have to keep it in the mood. You can't take the mood out, because once you take the mood out, you're done, and that's fucked up. Just saying.
Right. And I just want to say out there, ladies, some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all may not, but there ain't nothing. I mean, I enjoy using the towel, but ain't nothing like a woman who can clean up after herself. Oops, if you know, then you know, player. let's go be checking with Jay Dirty right quick. See where he on. 912-334. What's good, bro?
What's happening with you?
Shit, not much. Just over here. Talking sexy with Miss Unbelievable on our little freaky topic.
Yeah, y'all talking about tonight, man.
Well, I'll let the lady tell you. Go ahead, lay it down for me, Miss Unbelievable.
We're talking about, do you kiss, or we're doing yours?
You can start with mine, or you could throw out two of them. You could throw out two of them and then let him pick which one, or he can comment on both.
Okay. Okay, so my topic was, do you move in, how long should you wait before you move in together? And then my other one was, you know, the fun and games that you can, the different things you can say at the dinner table for Thanksgiving that is fun, such as talk about a large breast or crossing the legs, keeping it moist, it's cool with time, you know, fun little stuff like that. And then, Iman, so you had yours?
Yeah, we was going to give them two to pick from, but that's three. But okay.
Oh, my bad.
But,
my bad.
So one of those, and then this one, I read a meme where it said a lady had posted up a meme saying when he just gave you a fierce head game, when he comes up, do you kiss him? So to make it broaden, I just asked everybody, you know, for the second round is kissing off limits. It is. I think you heard a little bit of our comments of what we were talking about, but those are the topics that we're talking about tonight. So you get to pick
okay,
and
well,
choose.
I mean, really, I'm gonna just rapid fire. You dig? But like, really, as far as the whole moving in thing, the only right time I'm finna move in with a female is if she say yes when I propose to her. Other than that, I got no extra room in my house, no extra groceries, no extra light bill money for no bitch staying up in my house. I don't do that. Unless I'm finna marry him. You know what I'm saying? And when that going,
right.
The next damn thing, you know, talking about when you come up to kids after you eat some pussy or whatever, like, I've done it before, but it was in my early stages of actual eating box or whatever, so I didn't know no better. I don't do that no more. And the next part that's after that is, do I kiss it? I don't kiss bitches on the mouth anymore. I follow the old Pimp C law, but I don't do that shit, though, because, like, a lot of women are nasty, bro, and I don't believe in goddamn kissing a woman on the mouth unless we've been serious for a little bit of time. You dig? I don't know. The neck is about as far as I'm going to go. Maybe the cheek. I might could do the cheek, but just not close to the mouth, though, because I don't, you know, women are nasty out here, though. You know, they got all type of dudes' dicks in their mouth, you know, every which way. So I don't do a lot of kissing anymore, no. I'm going to be honest with you, though, bro. I don't do that shit, like, unless we've been into a very serious, committed relationship for, like, over a year, then I might give her a damn peck on the lips, but it depends, though. You dig? I gotta feel the vibe, but yeah, all that kissing right. shit, I don't do that. The coming up kissing after eating pussy, I don't do that no more. What I do now is, you know, actually the last bitch I ever ate pussy on, I did this same thing to her, though. Like, I make them slide their own fingers up in that bitch and lick it, and I put mine off in there and make her suck it off my fingers, and if, you know, if she cool with that, then I'm like, yeah, so I'm out there munching the carpet then, but other than that, though, but I don't go up and kiss them in the mouth no more. I just make them taste their own juices first. You dig? And if they're okay with tasting their own damn shit, then I'm cool with it then, because I let them get it on their fingers, you know, after they get good and juicy and lick it. Shit, if they ain't going to do it, I ain't for to do it. You know, then after that, I put my own fingers up with that bitch and make them suck it off my own damn fingers and shit. If you ready to do that, hey, you know what I'm saying? I let you bust in my face then, goddamn it, but I you know what it is. I don't be kissing on the mouth and shit, though, bro. These bitches nasty, but I don't care how damn classy they act when they talking, bro. Nah. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in damn bitch mouth. I believe in air bitch action, but I don't do that. You can talk the sweetest shit in the world. Matter of fact, when a bitch damn talks, she can make you think she Mother Teresa, though, brother, but fuck life. I done seen too much out of it. No, sir. I would not fall for that damn okie doke with a bitch talking all proper and shit and acting like she didn't know. No. You be foul, bro. And his dudes is foul, too. So I don't be kissing on the mouth and shit, because you might fuck around and pick up herpes. I don't know where I don't bitch.
Boop. Yeah, boop. Okay.
For really, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
y'all
you
have
being
it.
Honest, shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. So, all right, let's see. So, well, damn, we're almost at the end of the show now. Let's see.
I didn't hear that other question she was asking about. I didn't hear that other motherfucker. I heard some words and shit, but that was some other goddamn question she had asked.
Okay.
I didn't know what the hell she was talking about. I don't even know what that was. I don't even remember hearing it. All of it.
Don't worry about it.
No, it was the turkey
the fun
one.
Questions.
No, it was just
a Thanksgiving
one.
It was just at the table, you know, what do you say, some sexy stuff to your, you know, mate, or, you know, you're at the dinner table. How can you make it sexy and say some sexy conversations?
Oh, don't get
at
it twisted on me, it's unbelievable. At the dinner table on Thanksgiving, I'm going to talk sexy than a motherfucker to that macaroni and cheese. Let me tell you how I'm going to talk to the macaroni and cheese, all right? Hey, man. Hey, no, Pete did though. First of all, I'm going to start licking my lip, though, right? You know, then I'm going to put my goddamn finger off my mouth and shit and just wipe, you know, so I'm going to slap the slob up on my mouth. You know what I'm saying? I got to dry it up and shit. I'm going to be looking at them dead in the eye, though. You dig that macaroni? We looking at that macaroni and cheese dead in the face. You know what I'm saying? I'm just eyeballing them motherfucker, though. And I'm going to go on that bitch, no spoon, no nothing, just straight finger. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just, yeah, get to the corner. Over with, and then the whole pan mine after that. That's how I'm looking at the macaroni. Mm. So I damn sure get sex with Thanksgiving table, because when it comes to macaroni and cheese or them greens and shit, hey, you got me fucked up, though. I'm finna be sexy with them. Straight up. you gotta relax, because the shit get real in the field, you know? You gotta relax, because that shit get real at the damn Thanksgiving table.
Hey, that's a real big boy question, because we was all like, our comments was like, you know, we would say to our boo or something like, hey, baby, pass me them biscuits. It is, you know, I love them butter and biscuits.
But I do love macaroni. I do love macaroni and cheese. I got sincere love for macaroni and cheese. I don't love a bitch like that. I love money and macaroni more than a bitch. I love it. I love macaroni.
Do you like the baked macaroni or the Velveeta macaroni?
Yes, no,
you know,
no,
there's
fuck
different macaroni.
Velveeta's for white people. No, Velveeta's for trailer trash white people, like my ancestors and shit. Oh. All of them ate that shit. Okay, me? But I like that motherfucking shit, goddamn baked it though. I gotta get them little crusty corner pieces and shit with the crunch on it.
Okay, black.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I gotta get
that.
If the top of that motherfucker ain't damn near red looking, I don't want it. If that goddamn oil don't sit up in the middle of that pan and shit on top of that macaroni, you see all that oil dripped off in the middle of that motherfucker? If I don't see that goddamn puddle of oil in the middle of that macaroni, you kiss my ass. I ain't eating that damn shit. I gotta see that puddle of oil in the middle of that shit.
You know, you said that little red. Only people who know about that red if they put paprika on top of it. If they ain't putting that paprika on top of it, then you won't see that red. I'm just saying.
I don't ask for the recipe. I just knows what my eyes like. That's what my eyes like.
Well, all right, y'all.
My bad.
It's all right. So, all right, y'all. That's our show for tonight. Wet, Wet Wednesday. Don't forget, you can always listen to the archive show 24/7, 365. And please use some of that music to get in the groove with your lover. But like I said before, we don't play internet child support, so don't be calling us with that bullshit. We're not coming to court. I'm just saying, we're not coming to court. So, all right, tomorrow's Comic Cafe, we let y'all woo south so you don't get 30 days for beating up a coworker or a neighbor or one of your stepkids or something like that. Call in tomorrow. We got our therapist here for y'all. Help y'all woo south and release y'all stress. So all right, y'all, that's our show for tonight. I'm DJ E Monster. That's Miss Unbelievable. That's Jay Dirty. If you want to find more about the show, go to monsterusradio.com. We up out of here, y'all. Peace.
Peace. We love you for listening. Mwah.